Local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Well, we start hour number three of Pensacola Right Now here on News Radio 92.3. Hope you've had a wonderful Thursday so far. Just one work day left, and then the weekend returns. Joe and Gracie with you. And the dominant story here locally throughout this week has been the risk and chance of severe weather. And bullets dodged Monday, Tuesday, and most of us Wednesday, although got a bit rough up in the northern end of Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And taking a look at the radar right now, we do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. And yesterday, the line of storms stood mostly north of the Alabama-Florida line above Century, but now they're kind of south of the border there. But here in Pensacola, looks like there's a couple of hot spots there, but everything staying mainly in the north end of Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Primary threats of this particular storm system: damaging winds, around 60 mile an hour wind gusts, also hail could be a threat. Possibility of tennis ball sized hail. So far, we haven't gotten any reports of that. If you do have hail, or just you can just let us know what you're seeing. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Also, a tornadic activity can't be ruled out, but again, I will reiterate, so far there have not been any severe thunderstorm warnings, no tornado warnings. We did have a tornado watch that was in effect for the listening area, but that was expired as of 3 o'clock this afternoon. So we are still watching the ThreatNet radar. We're still keeping our eye on the National Weather Service, letting us know if there's anything popping up. So far, just the severe thunderstorm watch that remains in effect for the listening area. Pretty much covers it as far as the weather. We'll get current temperatures and a check of the local roads. Gracie, how's it looking out there?
Well, roads are looking great right now, despite the bad weather. Throughout Crestview, I-10, of course, is going to be seeing some slow traffic. That's going to be in both directions. That's because of this severe weather, but locally, nothing really bad to slow you down. If you do see something, always feel free to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And this rain and weather and breeze has kind of cooled things down. It's 86 right now in Pensacola, 87 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
And looking at our top three stories today, first thing here, over 100,000 homes as of this afternoon were without power after severe weather swept across Alabama, at Georgia, also the eastern panhandle of Florida and Mississippi. Over 40,000 without power in Alabama, which was the hardest hit yesterday. The Supreme Court could soon rule on two major cases as it heads into the final stretch of its current session. They heard arguments back in February over two cases challenging President Biden's plan to forgive up to $20,000 in student loan debt for eligible U.S. borrowers. The justices could issue a ruling on the cases as soon as tomorrow. And Donald Trump reportedly rejected a possible settlement with the DOJ to avoid an indictment in his classified documents investigation. According to the Washington Post, one of Trump's attorneys wanted to quietly negotiate a deal in the case, as he felt Attorney General Merrick Garland might consider taking an exit ramp to avoid prosecuting a former president. However, Trump was not interested after hearing advice from other attorneys working on the case, suggesting fighting the prosecution instead. Here locally, a couple updates that we'll get to here. Of course, Governor Ron DeSantis signing off on the state budget today. And we heard from State Representative Alex Andrade last hour with some of the more notable projects that he was excited about that survived the veto pen.
$31 million for central receiving facility for Baker Act patients, you know, addressing that, you know, Baptist Hospital and West Florida Hospital need. There's also $5 million in Medicaid disproportionate share money going towards Baptist Hospital this year.
Also, $850,000 in Escambia County towards the ShotSpotter program. We've heard from both Escambia and Pensacola Police Department. Very excited on that. So, yeah, a lot of good things happening as far as the budget is concerned. Last year, Governor DeSantis statewide vetoed about $4 billion from the budget. This year, around $500 million, so quite a drastic difference from a year ago. Santa Rosa County's medical center is looking to expand. The medical center wanting to bring more healthcare providers. They plan to increase the staff size and expand specialized healthcare at their hospital on Berry Hill Road. That, according to the PNJ, the Pensacola City Council, operating as the community redevelopment agency, looks like they're going to be voting tonight as well on the making an offer on the Pensacola Motor Lodge Motel that would be used for affordable housing. Here's Mayor D.C. Reeves on that.
At the end of the day, 30 units, even regardless of the state that they're in, is about $33,000 a unit. You can't build anything anywhere close to that, maybe even the studs for that.
And they're looking to put in an offer for $855,000 there. Hiring event for Blackwater Corrections Facility will be next week. That's being hosted by Career Source Escarosa at their Pensacola office on North 9th Avenue. That'll be next Thursday from 9 until 3. So that's a look at some local updates quickly here statewide. Another Republican in the race for president, and it's Miami Mayor Francis Suarez.
I'm generational, and not generational as a buzzword, but as someone who has implemented generational change to create prosperity in the city. I'm someone who was a president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, so I know the problem that 85% of Americans who live in cities and 91% who constitute the GDP of this country are going through. Things like increasing crime, homelessness, mental health issues.
And he announced his bid on ABC's Good Morning America. Suarez says he's running because he thinks he has a different message to offer than the other candidates do.
Also, there's new developments surrounding the legal battle between the parents of Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie. A judge is denying motions to dismiss the civil lawsuit filed by the Petito family. They accuse the Laundries of knowing that their daughter was murdered by her then-fiancé during their cross-country road trip that happened in 2021, and it did nothing about it. A jury trial in the lawsuit between the families is scheduled to begin in May of next year.
Governor DeSantis signing the budget today, and then after doing so, took questions from the media who seemed to be asking him anything but about the budget. But one thing they did ask him about was this kind of growing public beef that he's had with California's Gavin Newsom. And Newsom was on Sean Hannity yesterday, and Hannity asked him, hey, you want to debate DeSantis? And he said, absolutely. Very confidently, I'll debate him for 2 hours, for 3 hours. I won't even prep beforehand. And a reporter asked DeSantis about those comments.
What I would tell him is, you know what? Stop pussyfooting around. Are you gonna throw your hat in the ring and challenge Joe? Or are you just going to sit on the sidelines and chirp?
And DeSantis is actually going to be bringing his campaign to California on Monday. So that'll be interesting to see.
And the College Board says it will not consider adjusting AP courses to coincide with the Florida law. The State Department of Education asked organizations last month to modify its AP psychology curriculum in the connection to a section about gender identity and sexual orientation. However, in a letter today, the College Board said no. This comes following the fallout over an AP African American Studies course that the state rejected.
6:21 right now. We'll take a break, come back with a look at our national headlines. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, join Mike Dyson, the owner of Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue, to learn how you can have a gym membership that fits your life. From convenience, training, and tools, community, and support, Anytime Fitness is here to help you meet your fitness goals. The friendly staff will help you get started with a customized plan. Listen tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com. New South proud!
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to DataRevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, DataRevs.com.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
News Radio Pensacola, a great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, informative, local, dependable. It's 6:25. Going to get a quick look at the roads and the weather. Right now, we are looking good on our roads. I-10, I-110, not causing any major slowdowns, as well as 29. We did get a call into the traffic line letting us know about an accident on 9 Mile Road. It's going to be in the eastbound direction. Looks like slowdowns have gotten cleared up now, but again, that's in the eastbound direction, 9 Mile Road, right near the 29 overpass. If you see something else, always feel free to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And for weather, we do still have severe weather in our area. Taking a look at the News Radio Threat Net radar, we are seeing a lot of clusters of heavy rain and thunderstorms. That's going to be throughout Century, McDavid, and Molino, as well as Robertsdale, Locksley, and Bay Minette getting it right now, and it is making its way closer to the coast, as well as making its way eastbound throughout northwest Florida. We also are getting some thunderstorms throughout Milton and Garcon Point. So if you see something else on the roads or you have any updates on the severe weather, just give us a call to the traffic, or just give us a call or text to our hotline. It's Gracie with your traffic and weather together. Also, if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
And looking at some national headlines today, Davenport, Iowa hiring two firms to investigate the partial collapse of the 116-year-old apartment building. Two firms will look into the partial collapse. Earlier this week, building owner Andrew Wold pleaded guilty to failing to keep the building in a safe condition, but he was only ordered to pay roughly $400 in fines and court costs.
Also, Donald Trump isn't having any problems raising money for his presidential campaign following the news of his indictment. His campaign has raised more than $6.5 million since last week.
The Southern Baptist Convention is affirming its decision to remove a major Southern California church because it has women pastors. Representatives at the SBC conference in New Orleans voted to support the decision to drum out Saddleback Church, which was founded in the Los Angeles area more than 40 years ago by pastor and author Rick Warren.
Also, the charge that Daniel Penny is facing in connection to the subway chokehold death of Jordan Neely is second-degree manslaughter. He was indicted by a grand jury yesterday, and Penny was initially arrested for manslaughter charges. The Marine veteran said that he was not trying to kill Neely, just simply restrain him after Neely was threatening other riders.
More crime around the celebrations of the Denver Nuggets championship as two people were injured in a shooting near the championship parade this morning.
Looked out the window and it was mass people running away from the scene.
Now, this was after 10 people were injured in a shooting about a mile away from Ball Arena after Tuesday's game. Police, though, say that the two incidents not directly related to championship celebrations. They just happened to be in close proximity to them. But one thing that did happen as part of the celebration during the parade was a fire truck that was carrying several Nuggets players actually hit a Denver police officer, causing serious injuries.
So strange.
Yeah.
More wildfire smoke is affecting cities in America and the upper Midwest. Wildfires from Canada have resulted in record levels of air contamination in Minnesota's Twin Cities, and the air quality index is reaching a level never seen since records have been kept. Forecasters say that the smoke is heading east, with New York officials once again warning their residents of the smoke that could hang around into Friday.
And lastly, at least 10 people died after a highway crash in Canada. Just a really sad situation here. It happened about 2 hours west of Winnipeg. The crash reportedly was between a semi-truck and a handy transit vehicle, which is used by people with limited mobility. Tragic situation there. It's 6:30. Fox News Update is coming up. It's hour number three of Pensacola right now on a Thursday here at News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Biden met today with executives from Airbnb, Live Nation, and other ticketing and rental companies at the White House, announcing voluntary steps being taken to promote upfront pricing
and eliminate hidden or junk fees added to the price of events and services.
This is a win for consumers, in my view, and proof that our crackdown on junk fees has real momentum.
The president promised to take action on surprise billing during his State of the Union address. Federal agencies have begun proposing new rules to regulate ticket pricing.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. New claims for unemployment benefits were unchanged last week after a bump up the week before.
There were 262,000 new claims. The number remains at the highest level since October of 2021. Those still receiving benefits rose to 1.77 million.
Fox's Ginny Cassola. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Two of the biggest U.S. ticket sellers have vowed to change how they display prices to concertgoers, moves aimed at simplifying the process of buying concert and sporting event tickets. The White House today announced commitments by Live Nation and its Ticketmaster unit, as well as SeatGeek, to make pricing more transparent on their ticket-buying platforms starting later this year. support for diverse entrepreneurs from Bank of America. The bank today committed to giving more than $500 million in equity investments to minority and women-led funds. A Bank of America spokesperson said that more than 60% of the fund managers who can pull from the equity are led by women, and about two-thirds are led by blacks. The bank began this program in 2020. With investors lifted by data showing the U.S. economy remains resilient, stocks notched broad and sharp gains today. The S&P 500 rose 53 points. The Dow Industrials leaped 428. The NASDAQ Composite jumped 156. That's your money now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Receiver DeAndre Hopkins has been on a long visit with the New England Patriots. If he signs there, that will be another critical addition to a division that has suddenly become the NFL's most brutal. For years, Tom Brady and the Pats stomped all over the AFC East. Now it's more competitive than we've ever seen. This division might have four playoff caliber teams, but they could beat each other up, and who knows, one, two, or even three good teams could be left out. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Success is picking up extra shifts for your family. Now you want to be the boss. Success is getting your foot in the door. Now you want to take the next step. Success looks different to everyone, and University of Maryland Global Campus can help you reach your goals. For more than 75 years, we've been transforming adult lives by offering the opportunity to expand your skills, move up, or start a new career. With more than 125 undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates, online and hybrid courses, no-cost digital materials replacing most textbooks, personalized advising, financial resources, and lifetime career services, achieving your dreams is more possible than ever before. Now's the time to make your next career move. Our MBA and most graduate cybersecurity courses start July 12th. Gain the credentials and specialized skills that many of today's top employers are seeking, and move closer to your career goals. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate by CHEV.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek, you'll think you've driven into the future. And the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
Red Tail Live presents a multimedia experience that's out of this world. Laser Invasion. Suit up for a fantastical journey through the multimedia cosmos of our imagination. Powered by a full battery of high-tech lasers, state-of-the-art lighting, out-of-this-world video, and concert-quality sound. Laser Invasion. Featuring the music of David Bowie, Queen, The Police, Portishead, Soundgarden, and more.
Coming to the Sanger Theater on June 22nd. Get your ticket at Ticketmaster.com.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Joe and Gracie, I hope you're having a great Thursday evening. Despite the rain we are getting throughout Northwest Florida, going to get a quick traffic update as well as weather. Our roads are looking great. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Nothing to slow you down. Weather, not so much. We are still seeing some severe weather. That's a severe weather watch for Escambia County. Severe weather watch for Santa Rosa and Okaloosa County as well. And we are getting some weather just north of Pensacola, some severe weather throughout Molino and McDavid making its way through right now. So just keep that in mind. That is a severe weather watch for our area until 9 p.m. That's going to bring heavy wind as well as a possible hail. If you do see something on the roads or you have any updates, please give a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
So taking a look at the world of sports today, the round one of the PGA Championship is still continuing here, and the scores are very low, and that's a good thing in the world of golf. If you're not familiar, we had record-breaking rounds put up by Ricky Fowler and Xander Schauffele today, 62, which were U.S. Open records, 8 under par today. Rory McIlroy is 5 under through 9 holes, so he's still got half the course to go, so he could be flirting with an 8 under par today as well. Brian Harman at 5 under par as well. We've got Bryson DeChambeau and Scottie Scheffler at 3 under par. Quite a loaded leaderboard here as round one of the U.S. Open from the L.A. Country Club is continuing here this evening. Major League Baseball, a bit of a light schedule here today. We have a couple of early games. The Tampa Bay Rays beating the A's in Oakland 4-3. Also, the Orioles over the Blue Jays 4-2. Games in progress right now. The Tigers lead the Twins 1-0. Same story. The Braves playing the Rockies 1-0 is the score, with the Rockies in front early on. A TV game, there is one on Fox Sports 1. It's the Angels with Shohei Ohtani pitching tonight against the Texas Rangers. That game starts at 7:05. Again, on FS1. Sports headlines in Nevada. The legislature is approving a bill to help the Oakland A's build a $1.5 billion stadium. Once Governor Joe Lombardo signs off on it, they will kick in $380 million in public funding. Health, business, and science notes today. Modelo is displacing Bud Light as the top-selling beer in the U.S., since the beginning of April, there has been a boycott of Anheuser-Busch since the announced partnership with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. Shares of the company have declined about 15% since then.
Also, Heinz is releasing sauce packets with custom designs for each state. Dubbed Sauce America is the condiment packets limited edition, and they're available in restaurants or anywhere that you typically get your packets. And if you're curious, for Florida, it's a mustard that you can pair with a Cuban sandwich, and the design shows a beach complete with a jet skier and a gator.
My question on this, not that I'm, you know, going to rush out to restaurants to say, hey, do you have the special edition Heinz mustard packets for Florida? Mm-hmm. But can you only get that particular state's packet in that
state?
Because, I mean, it's really hard to collect all 50. Or, you know, if anybody wanted to do that, you know, I don't know why you would necessarily, but if I wanted to try to get all 50, would I be able to do that at Pensacola restaurants? That's a question that I don't know, but I'd be curious to know the answer on that. What else we got here? Mercedes-Benz adding ChatGPT to its vehicles. ChatGPT will be able to answer the driver's complex questions and have natural conversations. The feature will be available to 900,000 customers who have the Mercedes-Benz infotainment system.
Also,
who needs a friend?
Yeah, literally. Well, also, UPS is finally equipping its trucks with air conditioning. The union representing workers reached a tentative agreement on the issue, putting in heat safety measures for its employees. UPS said that in a release that they're going to be putting ACs in their newly purchased small package delivery vehicles beginning on January 1st. So next summer, they'll be all set, and they'll be provided in the hottest regions of the country where it's possible.
President Biden announcing today that several companies pledge to tell U.S. consumers the full price of concert tickets up front.
The ticket seller Seat Greek is also set to give customers the option of seeing all-in upfront prices.
That was Seat Geek, but yeah. Close enough.
Hey, I'm not judging mispronouncing anything.
Yeah, good point on there. So, Seat Greek, as the president calls it, Ticketmaster and Live Nation are pledging that. They'll start the new process in September to eliminate not disclosing junk fees.
Well, speaking of mispronouncing things, Bill Cosby.
No, it's Crosby.
Wait, which one is it?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, Cosby. I was about to say. Someone, I don't know who.
Bill.
Bill, yeah. Yes. A sexual assault lawsuit has been filed for Bill Cosby by 9 women in the state of Nevada, which recently passed a law eliminating the statute of limitations in civil cases. NBC News reported that Cosby will be accused in the lawsuit using his power, fame, and persistence, and he is isolated and sexually assaulting the women. The spokesperson for him says that the women are suing are motivated by addition to massive amount of media attention and greed.
Looking at some pop culture notes, dominating the text conversations that we've been having the last couple of days, who would be the best replacement for Pat Sajak on Wheel of Fortune? Well, it looks like CBS executives may already have their answer, as it appears, according to TMZ, that they are in early discussions with Ryan Seacrest to be the next host. Seacrest has started those discussions there, says he's got time in his schedule now that he's done hosting Live with Kelly and Ryan. He did that for 6 years. Of course, he was the original host of American Idol. He also does the New Year's Rockin' Eve. So definitely one of the prime contenders that we talked about a couple of days ago. And Gracie taking victory laps all day today, saying, hey, I knew it was Ryan all along. So congratulations to you.
I know. I said I heard a rumor. I think it's going to be Ryan Seacrest.
You were supposed to say, yep, I was the one who came up with that. It was me
who started that rumor. I leaked it to TMZ.
Oh, okay.
I know people
very good.
High up. Kidding. Obviously kidding. Also, got to get our daily update on the Powerball and jackpot winners. Still no winners for the two big lotteries. The Powerball jackpot rolled over to the estimated $366 million for Saturday night's drawing. And then tomorrow's night for the Mega Millions jackpot is up to $281 million. Just shy of 6:45, going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. Our roads are looking fine with I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29 north and southbound lanes. Nothing to slow you down. For weather, we are going to get an update from WEAR.
The rain chance is high over the next several days. That takes us all the way through the weekend and into next week as well. Showers and thunderstorms will be popping up, and at times some may be strong or even severe. We'll be watching out for that. We've had a lot of alerts lately around the area. Of course, the weather will be humid and it will be warm. Our high temps will be in the upper 80s to low 90s, and heat indices or feels like temperatures will be up around 100 or even above. Overnight lows, 70s, and there's a high risk of rip currents along Gulf Coast beaches. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
That's right. We're still getting some severe weather throughout Century, making its way down 29 to Molino, Beulah, Seminole, also getting some rain right now. So just keep that in mind that we are going to be seeing a lot more rain in the next or this evening here in Northwest Florida. It's 87 right now in Pensacola, 86 in Milton and Gulf Breeze. Also, this traffic report is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Hey, shoppers, this is your local farmer letting you know that the Florida watermelon's in season right now. You can learn more at Follow for Fresh from Florida, from the Florida Department of Agriculture. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
So continuing on here, a interesting, to me anyway, new show Bedtime Stories with Ryan will be the first original show on the streaming TV service FuboTV. The premise of the show is pretty simple. It's Ryan Reynolds reading bedtime stories. In a very weird way, I am very much intrigued about this because there is nobody, if you told me, like, hey, who would be the perfect person to do this show? I mean, number one, I think, well, why would you want to do that? But, I mean, the whole entire reason for doing the show is because it's Ryan Reynolds doing it, because of his voice, because of his humor, just the way that he, I can just see it now and hear his voice just reading these children's bedtime stories and just injecting his personality into it. I think it's a fantastic idea. I think it's going to be super popular. I really do.
Yeah, no, it's like, we're going to do a show and it's reading bedtime stories. No, that's not going to be good. It's going to be Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, okay. I'm in. Okay. Yes.
Well, also in kind of exciting news, if you are a Friends fan or if you're heading to Boston anytime soon, Friends is going to have its first permanent coffee house location. The Central Perk Coffee Store design is going to take inspiration from the original set, and the coffee house is going to open later this year in Boston.
I mean, I'm totally cool with the premise of the Friends coffee house. I just don't understand why Boston would be the city to have it.
Yeah, doesn't really make sense, but happy for Boston.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, what's, why hasn't New York done this?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I think they they did do the pop-up thing, but yeah, there should definitely, and maybe it's just like a somebody in Boston owns the rights to it, or who knows. But yeah, I know that there have been that this pop-up things. When I went to New York, I made sure, you know, interestingly enough, in Central Park, there is, me and my wife, we did like one of those little horsey rides, you know, we just did the carriage and we went around, and there was a lot of people taking pictures by this fountain that is, people say is the fountain that is in the opening, you know, the credit scene, you know, where they're all sitting. And it's not actually, but people think it is because it's in Central Park. But nope, that was just a prop in the studio in Los Angeles where they did that. So a little disappointed, but you didn't want to spoil it for them there. Wacky, weird headlines today. Three heathens were apparently participating on Jeopardy yesterday and in the crosshairs of a lot of people around the country for not knowing something that seemingly everybody should know.
Adjectives, 200. Matthew 6:9 says, "Our Father which art in heaven, this be thy name. Hallowed be thy name."
Yep, nobody knew that. So if I was on that episode of Jeopardy, I would have walked away with $200.
Yeah. Pray for them. I'll also pray for this person with the largest kidney stone ever. A kidney stone larger than a baseball has been removed from a patient. Doctors say that the stone was 5 inches long and weighed nearly 2 pounds. Guinness World Records confirmed that the kidney stone is the largest and heaviest that's ever been extracted from through surgery.
Yeah, you're not passing that one at all.
That's painful.
6:50 right now, more wacky, weird stuff, and of course, finishing off with some good news and Disney Plus with an exciting announcement about a celebration for their 100th anniversary. Some cool stuff happening on Disney Plus app coming up next month. We'll tell you about that coming back. It's hour number 3, last segment coming up on a Thursday. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in business, locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time, and it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Of peace in the sun's peace of mind. I know it's hard sometimes. Yeah, I think about the end just way too much. But it's fun to.
It's News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable. Finishing off our show, we're going to have some good news as well as some news from Disney. And of course, we're going to get our last look at traffic and weather together, just shy of 655. Roads are looking great. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line. For weather, we do still have some severe weather throughout our area. That's a severe weather watch in effect until 9 p.m. We still have that in effect. And taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we do have some rain making its way into Pensacola right now. That is the severe weather that has, you know, just been moving a little bit more south with each weather update. So it is through Molino, Milton, and we are going to be seeing some heavy rain throughout this rest of this evening. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures you love, and your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Texter says on the Ryan Reynolds story that we were talking about last segment, it would depend on how clean the stories are on whether it's a large viewing. I think it would. I mean, I have no idea. I would assume, you know, when I hear bedtime stories, I would think it would be family friendly.
Yeah.
I know, you know, obviously Ryan Reynolds plays Deadpool and it's a Marvel character, but, you know, he hasn't been in the Marvel cinematic universe because Deadpool is rated R ratings. I think, though, they would want it to be geared more towards family friendly because I think he would be perfect for that.
Yeah. It's kind of like humor that's like in Elf. Like, you watch it as a kid and it's funny and it's awesome, and then you watch it as an adult and it's still funny and awesome. So I'm hoping it's kind of like that, where it's good for, you know, all ages, kids and adults.
We could have an entire show dedicated to whether Elf is an awesome movie. I'd probably on an island on that, but yeah. Well, Christmas time, we'll put that one in the can for a Christmas themed show about whether Elf should be a you know, a universally approved Christmas classic like it seems to be. I am on an island on that, and I will die on that hill.
Oh, my goodness.
So, continuing on with some more lighter headlines today. I did want to hit this Disney Plus one because we hadn't yet today. But Disney Plus will be releasing newly restored Walt Disney Animation Studios shorts next month, part of the centennial celebration. There's more than two dozen shorts that go back as far as 1927. And feature classic characters like Mickey, Goofy, and original studio star Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. The first six shorts will hit the streaming service on July 7th. A new batch will be released each month through October, which is when their centennial celebration will be. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Also, congratulations to the 21-year-old Max Park. He broke the world record for the fastest time to solve a 3x3 Rubik's Cube. It only took him 3.13 seconds.
I could not solve. You could give me 3 years, and I could not solve a Rubik's Cube.
No, me either.
So that's cool. A woman in Los Angeles went viral on TikTok after she shared surveillance footage of a sweet stranger closing her front door for her in the middle of the night.
I'm the dingleberry who left her door open at nighttime. And trust me, nobody thinks I am stupider than me.
So that was the follow-up video that she shared after going viral there. But if you have seen the video, if you haven't seen it, you can see it's captioned with, "I love humans," and the man can be seen closing the door, whispering, "I'm closing your door. You guys have a lovely night," before leaving. So good Samaritan there.
Oh, yes. And a man in North Carolina, he lost his high school class ring 50 years ago, but recently it was found by the sheriff's deputies in West Virginia during a copper theft investigation. Mike doesn't remember losing it, but he guessed it happened sometime around 1960s.
Yeah, I saw that, and it was interesting. You know, how in the world does it end up in West Virginia or whatever? He has no idea what happened, but he says he got a call. He was just sitting in his kitchen drinking some of his morning coffee or whatever, and he got a call from a sheriff deputy. He's like, "Are you Mike so-and-so from this class and this?" And he's like, "Yeah, but I don't think I've broken any laws." I mean, he thought he was in trouble. He's like, "Nope, we just found your class ring, and it's as part of a copper investigation." So, yeah, that was pretty cool that they were able to return it there. Looking at the weather, it's still got a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 9 o'clock. No active warnings, though, so that's the good news. You all stay safe. We'll be back tomorrow for a Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We'll see you then.